This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1048, the best activities for studying IELTS with friends.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you will learn fun study activities for every IELTS section that you can do with a friend. Find out how studying with a friend keeps you motivated and will definitely increase your IELTS scores.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
Hey, I am great, Jessica. We went on a camp out this weekend, which was really fun, and the weather was nice and cool. What about you? How was your weekend?
Fantastic. My best friend just moved back to Portland. She left for a year and now she's back. Guys, I cannot tell you the relief, the comfort, the sense of support I feel always, even just knowing she's in the same city, even if I'm not talking to her every day, but just knowing she's back. It helps me so much. And that's also what we're talking about today, guys. How important it is for you to study IELTS with a friend. That can be hard to find friends to study IELTS with, though, right?
That's the thing. In your regular day-to-day life, you might not know anyone who's studying for the IELTS exam. You might not even know anyone who's trying to learn English, or at least that is close to the same level as you, where you feel like, oh, this would be a good study partner. That's not a given.
Right. So guys, hopefully you will know someone who has an acquaintance or somebody in your network that is studying English and hopefully is also studying for IELTS. If not, there are tons of IELTS Facebook groups. Our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group is the best place to find a study partner because you know they are on track and motivated. But guys, we want you to share this podcast. Maybe choose your favorite episode to share with a friend, guys, because then you can both be listening to IELTS Energy. You could talk about the strategies and you could practice them together. So share this episode or a recent favorite episode. Share it with a friend, guys. So today we're going to talk about why it's important and exactly how you should use a friend to help you prepare for IELTS.
Yes. And as far as why it's important, I know you guys out there listening have probably experienced that moment or that day where your motivation is lacking and you're just having a hard time. You know, you have maybe an hour or two to study and you're finding other things to do because you don't have that motivation to study. And that is where a study partner, a friend who's keeping you accountable can really come in handy, right? If you could reach out to that person and be like, give me a little pep talk, help me remember why I need to stay motivated. Right? Sometimes you need that other person.
Exactly. The accountability and the motivation, those are the number one reasons, guys. We're going to go step by step, like each section, reading, writing, how can you study with a friend? But guys, this is the most important takeaway today, is that if you have a friend and you have a plan and you agree, you promise, you make goals together, like, we are going to do true, false, not given today for 20 minutes or whatever, or we're going to perfect our writing task to this week. We're going to do 5 essays and share them with each other. Like, if you make these plans and, like, you know this other person is depending on you, because of that, guys, you are much more likely to actually do these things than if you just promise yourself. Like, it's really hard to just motivate yourself sometimes, like Aubrey said. So, yes, having a study partner and a plan with that partner, guys, it helps so much. So let's get into specifics, guys. I think speaking is the most obvious skill that it helps to have someone else to study with. The best use of another person, the best way they can help you prepare for the speaking exam, is to act like an examiner. Why do you think that's helpful?
Well, first of all, it's vital to practice face-to-face, right? So, you know, it's not enough to call each other on the phone or, you know, however you're doing your audio, even like Clubhouse where it's all audio speaking practice. On test day, you're going to be face-to-face with another person and that needs to feel very normal and natural. Yep. So if you have a study partner, if you can practice in person or over Skype, over Zoom, where you're looking at them and speaking to them, responding to questions, that's going to give you the best practice. And like you said, when they're acting like an examiner, that helps you get used to that question and answer formula of IELTS. Because it's one thing to just have a conversation. That's not really going to prepare you for that question answer format on the IELTS speaking test.
Exactly, guys. It's not like a natural conversation at all. So you have to get used to what that feels like. And when I was still examining, there would be students that came in and they were so nervous. And at some point during the test, they would just kind of lose it. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, this is the first time I've ever talked to a native speaker. And I was like on the test? You're saving this first conversation in English face-to-face for on the test, like not just a native speaker, like a first face-to-face conversation in English. I was like, you can't just wait until test day to experience that. Like you need to speak English to someone else face-to-face before you rock up here. And guys, also, if you're asking a friend to act like the examiner, right? So they're not allowed to like laugh. They're not allowed to like comment on your questions with their own ideas or whatever. They can only read the test questions, just like the examiner. If you ask a friend to do that, you know the friend is gonna kind of be smirking the whole time. Just like, this is funny. And that helps you relax, right? It creates a positive environment and a positive association to the speaking exam. So when you do get in that room with the examiner, then you could pretend you're just talking to that friend. It'll help you relax. It will improve your pronunciation. You won't sound like a nervous robot. Do robots get nervous? You won't be like all uptight and scared. So it improves pronunciation. It improves fluency. And it probably improves vocab because you're able to think. Your mind isn't controlled by nervous anxiety because that's gone. You're relaxed. You can just speak English, right? Okay. So another way, a fun thing you can do with a friend, especially if that friend is not studying for IELTS, they can still help you practice spontaneity, practice natural responses. Just Google conversation starters. There are a billion lists of conversation starters. And these prompts, these questions, are often kind of random. And so they're great practice for the weird part one questions and the off the wall part three questions you might get. So ask a friend to ask you some of those questions and you could ask them these questions and just have a fun, weird conversation.
That's going to lead to really interesting conversations.
Totally.
I guarantee it, especially those fun conversation starters. And not only that, it's going to build your confidence because you're going to see how with every question you're asked, you feel more confident. You're like, oh, yes. I can do this. I have something to say about all of these random questions, right? And if you don't, that's your marker for like, okay, I need to be working on my general fluency more, right? I need to be listening to English more, speaking more out loud so that I can do this. When I have a friend ask me questions, I have something to say.
Exactly. Yes, I love that reason. I love that advantage, Aubrey, that it'll help show you your gaps as well, right? I love that. That's so true. Like if you're asked a random question about colors, because there is a group of questions in part one about colors. Like if you're asked this question and you're like, oh, like I really don't have anything to say about this. I don't have vocab. I don't know any paraphrases for the word color. And then you could go home and learn those, right?
Totally.
Hue or tone, right? Totally. I love it. Hello, wonderful candidates. Guys, if you know someone who is studying for IELTS,
or someone who just wants to improve their English. Share your favorite IELTS Energy podcast episode with a friend. Maybe it's today's episode. So guys, in your podcast player, hit share on your favorite episode and welcome a friend to IELTS Energy.
Okay, so here is a doubt. I know a lot of people out there are voicing in their heads, like, what am I going to learn from another non-native? Like, what's that person going to teach you? Guys, they're not there to teach you, okay? That's not the point. The point is to improve your fluency. The point is to improve the opportunity to speak English, because that's the number one way to get better at speaking is by speaking. And that is what a lot of students do not do, is actually speak English out loud. So guys, that is the purpose, right? And also, you can ask this person to listen for very specific things to give you feedback on, right? They can listen to, they can count the number of linking phrases you use, right? They can count the number of repeated vocabulary words. They can listen for expressive intonation and tell you if you sound completely without emotion the whole time. So if you give them very specific things to give you feedback on, they can. But that is not the number one reason to practice with a friend, guys. We've given you all of the reasons, right? So use those to focus on practicing with a friend.
Okay. Yeah, I think the mistake students make sometimes is they're focusing too much on grammar. And so they see this like, oh, this won't help me because they can't correct my grammar. Your biggest problem is you're focused too much on grammar, right?
Yeah.
So if the whole time we were talking here, you're thinking this isn't going to help me improve my grammar, go back to the beginning of this episode and listen to it again and realize like this isn't to improve your grammar. This is to improve your other three speaking scores, which you need to raise and you can raise with any other person learning English.
Exactly. I love it. That was the best summary, Aubrey. Okay. now, writing. How can someone, a non-native friend, how can they help you with writing? So like Aubrey said, maybe, you know, they can't correct all the grammar mistakes, but let's focus on what they can do for you, okay? So here are things you can ask a friend to do when they read your essays. This is a mark of a true friend if they're willing to read your essays. Number one, can they understand your ideas? I mean, you would be surprised by how often I get essays on the exam or Aubrey and I get essays from students and we're reading it and we're like, I honestly don't know what you want to say here. Like, I don't understand what you're trying to say. And usually it's because students are trying to use like crazy vocab that they don't quite understand, or they're trying to get too complicated with their grammar and these mistakes prevent meaning from coming through, or they just don't understand like how they should use examples and details. And so they end up just repeating ideas without moving on. So ask your friend, like, did I prove this reason to you? Do you agree with my opinion here? You know, ask them to comment on your ideas. Can they understand you? Do they feel like you have strong ideas in your essay? Okay. They can understand English. They can tell you. They can answer that question. Okay. Also, again, they can proofread for repeated vocabulary. They can circle repeated vocabulary. They can check your spelling. If they think this doesn't look right, they can look it up in the dictionary and correct the spelling, right? There are things that friends can do to help you with your writing. And then, just besides the corrections, remember, like we said, this is the best way to stay accountable. So you force yourself to write two essays because you promised your friend you would send them by Friday, right? So that is another reason to get you to actually practice. Okay, reading. How can a study partner help with reading?
So I know that all of you out there listening have done reading practice exams, and it's not the most fun thing you can do, right? So this is a great way to make it a little more fun, a little more entertaining, is to do these together. Yeah. And then compare answers, right? Are there anywhere you missed the same problem? Okay, that's a really difficult one. Let's work backwards. Why did the test writer write it that way? You know, let's look at each answer. Where were the tricks and traps there? What tricked us, right? So you can look at why you made the mistakes, discuss them, why did they happen, and figure out how you could avoid doing that in the future.
Exactly. Guys, you would be shocked at how much you can learn by just talking through something with a friend. Aubrey and I were just talking about this before we recorded. Anyway, it is amazing, guys. Once you open the conversation, like once you recognize like, okay, this question is difficult. Why is it difficult? Why is this the answer? You are going to get in the mind of the test writer, right? You are going to avoid future mistakes like this. You are going to recognize tricks and traps in the future because you already talked through this with a friend. You know this trick, so you won't fall for it again. When I was still teaching IELTS in the classroom, we would always do this, right? Like do a short quiz and then compare your answers with a partner, right? And students learn so much from that process. Guys, if you're just like doing a quiz and then circling the mistakes and then going on to another quiz, that's pointless. You're learning zero. You're learning nothing from that practice you just did if you don't think about your mistakes. And if you talk through these mistakes with a friend, you will learn even more. So yeah, for sure. And then connecting this to the last section, listening, you could do the same thing with listening, right? Go through a short practice, do a section one, compare answers, look at the audio script with a friend, think about why did I make this mistake and be like, oh, this vocab, I didn't know that word. That's why. Learn a new vocab word together. Is there any other way we can use a friend to improve our listening?
Yeah, so I just spontaneously thought of this. I think it would be so smart with a friend to be doing a listening audio together and intentionally distract them. Like pay attention to how much of the audio you miss and practice getting back, like coming back, listening again, finding where I am. Because if that happens on test day, if you've practiced it, you won't panic. You'll get back on track. You may have missed an answer or two, but you're going to get back instead of just giving up and being like, it's a total loss.
That's so fun because right. I want to be the person trying to distract you because that would be so fun. I'd be like, hey, or like we've had students who get lower listening scores because they were distracted, right? Because a student next to them was like
sneezing or coughing.
Or like tapping a pencil or like shaking their legs or like whatever. And it just took them out of the exam. So yeah, I love
doing it on purpose.
Idea of practicing that.
Because it might happen. And then also make listening quizzes, right?
Yes.
For each other based on something fun to listen to, like a podcast you love or a TV sitcom, so that it's not all audio practice out of Cambridge books. You can do that listening practice for really interesting, engaging audio and then just make the same kinds of questions you see in all these Cambridge practice exams for each other about fun audio excerpts.
And you can do this for reading as well. Make quizzes for each other based on like a comic book or like a short story, right? This is another activity I used to love to do with students in the classroom. Have them make their own questions because then again, you get in the mind of the test creator. You make the parallel expressions. You put the tricks in there. Guys, this exercise of analysis, of critical thinking, right? It will help you so much on the exam, guys, making quiz questions. And here's the last one. Guys, watch a movie with a friend. Talk about it in English, right? Maybe pause halfway through and be like, what do you think so far? Who's your favorite character? What do you think is going to happen? And then after the movie, keep talking about it, right? Like, I can't believe that ending. I wish it ended like this or like,
yes. Or if your speaking partner is someone who doesn't live near you, you can watch a movie and then make a date to right after get on Zoom, get on Skype and talk about it there online, right? Because there's so much value to really talking out the ideas from the movie. What do you think should have happened differently? Higher level thinking, more difficult ways to think and talk in English you can do about every movie you watch.
Yeah, totally. You could challenge a friend to be like, learn 3 new idioms from this movie, and then you could share that list with each other.
Yeah,
like, there
and
are so
for
many
them.
Ways.
Totally.
Oh, guys. This is also being recorded for YouTube. So if you have a study partner, I want you to tell us what you do with them and what activities from today you want to do with a study partner. So come back to IELTS Energy TV. That's our YouTube channel. Leave a comment, guys, on what you think of today's ideas. And remember, share this episode with a friend. They don't have to be studying for IELTS. There are lots of non-IELTS activities we've talked about today that they can help you with. And you know what? Even if they're not studying for IELTS, be like, I challenge you to study for IELTS with me. but that'd be great, right? So guys, definitely share this episode with a friend. Whatever player you are using, there is always a share button. And usually you could just share it in a text message. You could also share it in a Facebook message. However, all of the options are there, guys. So share this episode with a friend and challenge them to help you. Okay, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today. This is fun.
Yes, awesome. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.